Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Rared Podcast. My name is Kevin and for today I am going to be talking about my coming out story. So yeah, as many of you possibly haven't known, I am a gay Asian American and I just want to give you the general idea of, you know, how my coming out process was and when I started liking guys. So stay tuned and I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Alrighty, so let's get started with the episode. So first I do really want to focus on when I started to, or realized that I like guys. So for me, again, I really didn't think of anything growing up. You know, as a kid, you don't really think about, like, your sexuality. And that wasn't something that I always thought about. You know, I just did what I loved. I hung out with people that I liked to hang out with. And, you know, there wasn't many thought about that. So with me, just to give you guys a little general idea, I hung out with a lot of girls. All my friends were girls. I just loved doing, like, dance. I loved High School Musical, pop music. Like, I was always into those. For me, personally, I was never into sports. I hate it. I don't get it. I'll play sports, you know, because I like being active as a kid. But other than that, you know, I don't get it. You know, I play the sport in a sense and then that's it. But that was kind of what I liked growing up. My parents actually took me out of dancing because they were afraid I was going to become gay. You know, again, seeing me dance very femininely and, you know, being surrounded by so many girls, it kind of worried them. Ironically enough, that it was, in a sense, I guess, too late. But yeah, definitely something that it was funny to look back at. But yeah, I realized was in middle school. You know, when you're transitioning from going to elementary to middle, it does change a lot, because in elementary school you're still surrounded by all these kids who haven't hit puberty. They're still, you know, just living this innocent, you know, childhood. And then now when you go into middle school, everyone's hitting puberty. You're dealing with 8th graders who are, you know, going to high school. And then you're dealing with 7th graders transitioning into 8th grade. And, you know, it's a big change for a lot of people. And so for me, that was definitely something that really, like, changed me. Again, you know, going into this, I'm a very shy kid. I'm a student, you know, I just like to keep my guard up and just do what I need to do and go home. And so, you know, I did make a couple friends here and there. And, you know, again, I really never focused on my sexuality. I just followed what every kid, in a sense, followed, you know, watching all these movies with straight people and things like that. I just assumed I like girls and, you know, I didn't think anything of it. But yeah, it wasn't until I entered the 6th grade. So with me, you know, when you are, again, as I said, going into middle school, you're dealing with a lot of different people. People who are changing, people who are, like, going through all these hormonal changes. And, you know, it's a scary thing for you and, you know, witnessing it from other people. So yeah, I think, you know, going into the first couple weeks of middle school, everything was fine. You know, I was distracted in a sense because I was focusing on getting to my classes, adjusting to being independent, and, you know, again, just focusing on me. But it wasn't really until I met this one student. I'm obviously not going to say the name, but he was this tall, gorgeous guy with such beautiful hair. Again, I think he was like I think 6 feet tall or something, or 5'8", I don't know, at that time, you know, and I mean, he was gorgeous. He had beautiful eyes. I think they were like green. And yeah, with him, when I looked at him, I was like, wow, this guy is gorgeous. But it wasn't like jealousy. Like, when I looked at him, I was like in awe. You know, I've never met any kid or student who was so tall, so popular, and just so beautiful. Girls were like, wow, your hair looks hot, and oh my god, you're so tall. And he was just such an eye candy. You know, I don't know. It was that feeling. And that's when it really hit me. I was like, man, like, I just couldn't get you out of my head. You know, after seeing him in PE and having, like, that one elective with him, you know, even though, again, we didn't talk and he was hanging out with a all the popular kids, and I was kind of with all like the nerdy and shy kids, you know. Just again, looking from a distance, it's like I was just so jealous in that sense. I thought I was, you know, I was like, man, I just want that. You know, I don't know if I wanted to be looked like, to look like that, or I just wanted that. And it was just, again, such a crazy feeling. You know, it was just something you get in your stomach. It was like this butterfly. So every time he even like said hi or walked past me and just looked, it's like, it was just, I just got so embarrassed in a sense, like inside. I just felt so red and, you know. So yeah, definitely that was the first experience where I felt, you know, something, you know. So yeah, with that, I thought about it, but I was like, okay, let's not think anything much of it, and you know, just kind of move forward. And so then going into, you know, throughout my sixth grade, you know, I was just going through it, not focusing on anything. And yeah, you know, I just did my thing in school, made the friends I made, and, you know, had fun. And then, you know, I think we had this, or no, this happened, yeah, transitioning now into seventh grade. I think this is when I kind of went to terms with it, because, you know, I would go to sleep and have, not dreams, but I would just have thoughts like, wow, that other guy was cute, or that guy looked, you know, so beautiful. And, you know, it just kind of bothered me, because it's like I'm having this feeling, and, you know, like it just makes my chest warm, and I'm like, no, you know, I shouldn't be feeling like this, and maybe this is just a phase, you know. And, you know, it kind of scared me, because it's like, am I different? What do you do in this situation? Do I tell my parents? You know, it just gave me a lot of mixed feelings that I didn't know how to control. And, you know, again, at that point too, it was a lot. So yeah, now going into seventh grade, again, having PE, we had obviously a new set of students, and these students from eighth grades were merged with the seventh graders. And yeah, a lot of the eighth graders, I mean, let me tell you now, they had muscle, they had abs, they were just ripped, you know. Again, for like eighth graders, it's, you know, when you think back, they're only like 13, 14, and for them to be like that muscular, especially that age now, when I look back, it's crazy to me. But yeah, definitely that caught my attention much more. Again, I've never interacted with them, they were a grade older than me, but that's when I was like, yeah, I think at this point now, I just can't hide it, you know, especially looking at their physique was just like, it was just something I could not, you know, I couldn't stop looking. It's like, that's when you know, it's this feeling. I know I haven't done anything with a guy, I've never been with a guy, but when you see that and you feel that, and you could just, you just know you in a way want that, it's, you know, you just kind of know what your sexuality is at that point. And yeah, I think midway through seventh grade was when I finally came to terms and accepted who I was, and that, you know, I'm not going to be that straight kid my parents wanted, and that, you know, it is what it is. I just have to learn to accept it and not fight it, because it made me very miserable, you know, in sixth grade, especially with going through all the hormonal changes. And, you know, now going into seventh grade, it's like, you know, it was just a lot to take in. I was always mad, angry at people. I took my anger out on other people just because, you know, I didn't know how I should feel. And so when I finally kind of came to terms with myself, you know, it's like, okay, now I can kind of be myself within me and, you know, be a little bit more comfortable. But yeah, at this point, I'm not out yet. So that's still another challenge that I was like, I don't know when I'll do this, but when the time comes, the time comes. And yeah. 8th grade and 9th grade were the times I just kept it to myself, and, you know, I continued on. I didn't do much of it or thought of anything again of it. I just had thoughts, and I always thought of scenarios like, oh my god, what if he dated me, what if I was in a relationship and things like that. But again, never said anything, pretended I was straight, loved this girl, said I liked that girl, and, you know, kind of created the whole closeted thing that I feel like every gay guy or bi guy does, you know, when they're hiding in the closet. And yeah, you know, even though many people didn't believe it, they're not gonna say anything else, because, you know, I could just be a little bit of a feminine guy who just happens to like girls. So yeah, many people just, you know, I'm glad just kind of listened and just went with it in a sense. But yeah, just to give you a little backstory too, my parents always came off a little homophobic. And so it was a little hard for me to, again, thought about when I could come to terms with myself. So, my dad even told me, like, yeah, like, again in middle school, like, hey, if you're gay, just, I would kill you. And again, when you hear that too as a kid, it's like, oh my God, like, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna come out because I don't want to lose my life for being myself when I could just live a full life, kind of change or kind of modify myself, And then I had another cousin tell me, like, yeah, like, if you were gay, like, I would kill myself. And again, when you hear that too, it's like, okay, great. Now my dad will kill me, and then my cousin will kill himself. So two people are gonna die basically at this point. And I really took that to heart, and I'm like, at this point, you're just gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to find a way and just go through life and maybe just forget that you even like guys. So yeah, again at that moment too, when my parents are, explain things like this stuff to me, it's a lot to kind of take in about how you should react and how you should feel. And so now, after 2 years, 8th grade, 9th grade, and now, or yeah, 3 years, and most of my sophomore year, you kind of just, now you have this moment where it's like, it's a make it or break it. It's like, you gotta do it, if not, it is what it is. But for my coming out story, I would say it's probably the opposite of what most closeted teen gay kid would ever want. So, every kid wanted acceptance. They just wanted love from their parents, and they wanted to feel like they belonged. But for me, again, knowing that my parents were homophobic, and I thought who were homophobic, I wanted them to like hate me. I wanted them to disown me, and I just honestly didn't. I didn't care that they didn't love me if they didn't, because I was gay. And so, again, to give you a little backstory on that, my parents told me during my sophomore year that we potentially were going to move to North Carolina to do some business, which again, I understood. And at that moment, too, I was like, yeah, let's move. Like, I want to go, like, fuck this school. I'm kind of tired of it. Especially during my beginning of sophomore year, because I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere and I didn't have the confidence to do what I wanted to do. But then going through my sophomore year, I made a lot of close friends. Close friends from this program I was in, close friends from electives, and I actually got into Color Guard. And if many of you don't know, Color Guard is for a band, like a marching band, and we just kind of like do flags, rifles, and we kind of just like dance to accompany the music. And I've never had that courage. I was like, this is something I wanted to do, and I'm gonna take it. I mean, I knew they were gonna accept me. Like, I'm the only guy auditioning. They want diversity, they want guys. And this was like, this was just something I've always wanted to do. And I also got into like positions and sub clubs, like art club and all these other clubs. And I felt like, wow, I'm finally fitting in. I'm, becoming in a way more popular. And I'm doing all these extracurriculars, having these high positions, and doing Color Guard, something that I was afraid to do for so long. And to me, joining Color Guard was my way of, in a sense, coming out. Because if you are going to be doing something similar to this, it gives you an idea that you will, again, like, they look at you like, okay, like, he's maybe gay and things like that, or, the thoughts that people have when guys are in these type of things. And so it was kind of my way to slowly kind of come out, hopefully, and to kind of build that confidence that I didn't have. But yeah, it all got kind of ruined when near the end of sophomore year, my parents told me that, yeah, we're moving, and even though you have a month of school, we're leaving in like 2 to 3 weeks. And it broke my heart. I mean, again, you don't understand, I mean, not you, but like, in a sense, many of you don't understand how much that really hurt me. I cried for days, even though it was something as it was simple. I look back now and I'm kind of like, okay, you should have moved. Like, I'm kind of glad that I did move. But, back then when you're still trying to fit in and when you finally do, it's like you don't want to lose that. Because if you think about it, now that I'm moving to, North Carolina, as a junior, I only have 2 more years of high school and then college. And everyone already has their close friends, especially as a junior. It's, you you're not going to build the connections that you would think you would build. And it killed me, you know. I mean, that's again another topic to talk about in terms of my living process up there. But I thought to myself, okay, if I came out now, that means that my parents will disown me. I can stay with my cousin who went to the same school and who was in the color guard as well. And that I don't have to worry about, you know, being with them. At that time too, I didn't feel like I loved my parents, you know, because I didn't really accept myself. So I don't think I could, if I didn't love myself, there was no way I could have loved anyone else. So I was happy that if I were to come out, my goal was for them to disown me, leave me, and so they would move to North Carolina, and then I would have that chance to stay in Florida. And you don't understand, like, again, I really thought this plan was, like, 100% gonna happen. I was like, okay, I'm gonna come out, they're gonna not want me, and I get to stay and live my dreams, you know, again, as a high schooler. And, you know, I really thought that was foolproof. I was like, all right. And again, when the time kind of came, again, I didn't have that courage to come out. And, you know, it was so close to the moving time. But then I would, like, kind of run away from home. I really didn't, like, talk to anyone. And, yeah, I really didn't like my parents or love them at that moment. Because, again, I'm moving when I didn't want to. So, you know, at that point too, I remember, I think it was like, yeah, Mother's Day, and I had a neighbor who, or one of my closest friends as a kid lived in the same neighborhood, and so I ran to her house, I just ran away, didn't tell my parents, and I just hid there. And, you know, I was even talking to my friend, and I'm sitting there kind of crying a little bit, and, you know, I'm explaining to them, like, I don't want to leave, they won't accept me, they won't love me, like, I just can't do this. And then she finally asked me that question that no one has asked me yet, or really asked me for me to be confident. She said, "Kevin, are you gay?" And, you know, in that moment, I was like, you know what? I said yes. And when I tell you how great it felt, I just felt like everything, like my whole body was like lifted to heaven or whatever up there. Like, I just felt so free. You know, especially since she's asking me, I didn't have to tell her. So it made it easier, obviously, to come out. But that feeling was the best feeling I've had ever. I mean, it's probably still the best feeling I've had. You know, I still remember where I sat, and I just remember everything. And, you know, I'm glad she made it easier for me. And I'm glad that she was the one to ask me, because if she didn't ask me, I, you know, wouldn't have came out. So, yeah, with this process, you know, I cried, and, you know, it was hard, but she was like, you know what, like, it's okay, you know, you're still you, and I still accept you. And, you know, I think she came out too as lesbian, and I'm like, oh, okay, great, so we're both, you know, out to each other. So, and at the end of the day, it worked out. And yeah, so then I texted my mom, and she's like, where are you? And I'm there at my friend's house. I'm like, just telling my mom, like, you know, you guys don't love me, I don't think you guys will accept me for who I am. And then that's when she popped the question, like, you know, are you gay? Like, do you like boys? And I just, you know, it was easier through text, even though I would prefer to tell her in person. I didn't have that confidence. So, yeah, I came out and I told her, and she said, it's okay, just come home. I ran home, and then I just hugged her, and, you know, it made sense. Because, again, my dad didn't understand why I was so upset. My mom was a little confused, and, you know, we were all just angry at each other and sad. So when I finally told her, you know, it just all made sense. And for me, it made it easier for me to now move, you know, because I said, okay, you know, they actually still love me. And, you know, I was really at that moment happy in a sense too, because, you know, even though I wanted them to disown me, basically, it made me happy knowing that they would still love me for me being different. And so, yeah, again, moving to North Carolina is a whole nother podcast. But essentially, I moved over there, and I finally told her Mother's Day, and that's when I told one of my closest cousins at that time about my, you know, that I came out, and I FaceTimed her, and then we all ate dinner for Mother's Day. And yeah, again, it felt nice. I mean, again, I wasn't fully into terms in a sense where I could 100% be confident the way I am now, but it was a start. You know, I was still kind of feeling it. Again, it's so different because it's like now I feel like I have another identity. So, yeah, it's a crazy feeling. But it's a great feeling that, you know, I'm privileged to be able to do, because I know a lot of kids out there who are closeted and who do come out and don't have the same experience. You know, there are people that I'm talking to now, or even this guy I'm talking to, where, you know, he's 20 and he's not out, and, you know, he's still kind of struggling because his parents are Christian, his whole family is very religious, and so he's scared. And, you know, again, I'm happy that I have the opportunity to come out, to have a whole family to accept me for who I am, really. And a brother, too, that cares for me, that loves me, and that accepts me. And that's all I can ask for right now, too. You know, at the moment, I didn't think about that. But, you know, as I'm older now, being 21, you know, you look back, you know, even though it was 4 or 5 years ago, how your mentality has changed. So again, I'm grateful for what I have and for the family I have and for how everything happened. The only thing I would change about my coming out process was that I would wish to come out in person. But at that moment, that was just the best I could do to build that courage. But yeah, for anyone out there that is struggling and maybe that needs some advice, just go at your pace. Again, you know, being on dating apps or even talking to people too, like there are a lot of them who are still hiding and that won't come out for a very long time because they're still scared. So again, there's no rush. Everyone should go at their own pace. I just believe that everyone deserves to be happy. So you have to. I feel like one day you're going to have to come out. Because there are people, again, that have been on these dating apps who live their life hiding and hiding, or who are married and, you know, are still closeted and they're like cheating. And like, I've seen a lot of those, especially on these dating apps. And so it's sad because you don't want to put someone else's life like that, not at risk, but you don't want to jeopardize someone's life and, you know, kind of ruin relationships. You know, there are some people who have kids too and that were like messaging me and I'm like, oh my God, you know, like I can't commit to that or even talk to you because that's not something I'm, you know, especially unless you're like in terms with yourself, then yeah. But if you're not, then, you know, it's not something I would want to deal with, because again, I've dealt with that before with some people. So again, I just want to say that, you know, everyone deserves to be happy. So when you're ready, definitely come out, because it's the best feeling and it's the only feeling you're going to get that will make you happy, truly. Even though there are people that may not accept you, you know, you got to learn at the end of the day that not everyone will accept you, you know, and that's, it's okay. You know, you want to have people anyways in your life that love you. So yeah, that would be my advice to coming out. And that really concludes my coming out story. Again, just kind of give you a little overview. 6th grade, realized, went through middle school and a little bit of high school, came out to basically get disowned and turned out the opposite. But then at the end of the day, everything worked out. But hopefully in another episode, I'll talk to you guys about my process of moving, because that's, again, a whole another episode. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you guys, you know, and learn something about me, and hopefully this helped anyone who's listening who is still in the closet and who wants to come out. But yeah, that's my coming out story. I think it's different. I think it's, you know, a little ironic in a sense, but it is what it is. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and until another episode, you guys have a good day. For me right now, it is, I think, almost 12 o'clock. So if I do sound a little tired, that's the reason why. But yeah, hope you guys have a good day, and until next time, bye-bye.